Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here from Juno Public Libraries. Welcome, Kate Inge, and you're the Grants and Marketing Coordinator there at the library.
That's right.
Yep, here for your monthly visit. And Charlene Zanoria, the JPL summer intern. Did I say your last name right, Charlene? Okay, great.
Yes.
Kate's been on the show just a few times, right?
Yep.
But Charlene, this is your first appearance on Juno Afternoon, so welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. We're happy to have you. Well, I'm sure Kate told you, whenever I have guests from the library, I like to ask them what they're reading right now and talk a little bit about books. But Kate, let's start with you. What are you reading at the moment?
So I just finished The Bride Test by an author whose name I'm blanking on. This is her second book. Her first book was The Kissing Quotient that was really popular last year. And so the library just got her new book, and I was pretty high on the holds list, so I got it pretty quickly. And then as soon
I think you have an edge there on the holds list.
And then as soon as I finished, I sent it off to the next person who happened to be reading it.
That's very conscientious of you. What's it about, The Bride Test?
So it is about a Vietnamese woman who is approached to come to California for the summer, and there's this mom who wants to have grandkids and have her son be, you know, have a wife and be taken care of, and so she kind of brings this woman over, and then I guess like hijinks, they kind of learn about themselves and each other and kind of what makes a good partner, and it was really like touching. It was a really nice story, and it was fun and funny. And I every once in a while read, not too often, but I do read romance books, and this one was a pretty fun romance to read, especially during the summer. It was like a nice beachy read, I guess you could say.
Oh, we love those beach reading
beach
recommendations. cool. Thanks, Kate. Charlene, what are you reading right now?
So currently I'm reading Feathers by Jacqueline Woodson, and just this Tuesday that passed, Jacqueline Woodson herself, the author, came to visit the library and give a talk and read some books.
And did you get to meet her?
I did get to meet her.
Did you start reading her book before she came, or did you start after you met her?
After I met her.
What do you think of the book so far? What's it about?
It's about this girl named Franny in the era of like the 1970s after segregation has ended, but you can still feel the tension. Mm-hmm. Between, you know, people of color and white people. And so in her school, you see a white boy come into a impoverished school of predominantly black people attending the school. And everyone's curious as to how he ended up there. As the story progresses, more things go on.
Mm-hmm. And do you like it so far?
I do like it.
And how was the event? How was it to meet Jacqueline and talked with her? And did a lot of people come?
Yes, a lot of people came. And Jacqueline is very kind. And you can tell when you read her books that she has a strong moral sense.
Strong like values and strong sense of morality. Mm-hmm. Very clear on right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'm going to have to put all those on my list.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm currently reading a book called Asymmetry. The author is Lisa Halliday, and it was on like a best of list, I think, for me this year or last year. I really like it so far. I can't really tell where it's going. It's kind of a love story in New York City right now. A woman in her mid-20s is in love with a very famous older author, and it's just kind of talking about how they met and how their relationship is progressing. But I read that it's supposed to be a convergence of two stories. So part one just finished, and I'm starting part two now. So
okay.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll give you my reviews next time. So, Charlene, back to you. You are the summer intern as part of the PLA Inclusive Internship Initiative at the library. Would you please tell us a little bit about that program?
So the PLA Inclusive Internship has me go to the library and learn about what librarianship is. And before I started, I didn't really know what librarians did other than, you know, check out books to you and keep the library open.
Which they do.
Yes, which they do. But definitely librarianship is a lot more than that, as I've learned throughout my internship so far. So I've learned that there's more to it than that, meaning that we provide programs and events that reach out to different people in the community. So it's not only about just books, but how can we help the community through entertainment, like programs and educating people.
Yeah, the library does a lot of events like that, free and open to the public, educational, informative, as well as entertaining and engaging. It's a great resource for the community. What made you decide to be a part of this program and do your internship at the library?
I definitely wanted to learn something through my job or my internship. So when my friend told me about it, I wanted to accept it and see where it would take me, because I just recently graduated high school, and so I don't really know what I want to major in. But I thought to explore librarianship and see what it's about, I thought it would be beneficial no matter what I did in the future.
Absolutely. I think you're going to get a great set of marketable skills through this program. And are you a big reader? Do you love books?
I definitely read more books when I was younger than I do now, because when you're busy with school, it's hard to find the free time to read for pleasure when you're assigned a lot of things.
Yeah. Where do you get to college? So, Kate, how's it been working with Charlene so far? You've been in the internship about a month and a half, yeah?
Yes.
You work with Kate a lot?
Not too often, because our schedules are different.
Yeah, she's mainly working with the youth services department. Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard and a little bit that I've seen, Charlene's great, and we love having her because she's just very high energy and wants to help out. And that's really it's really nice to have at the library.
That's great. So what are some of your responsibilities day to day?
So through the youth services, I help out with a lot of the summer reading programs. So that includes signing children up whenever they do, helping out with story times and crafts, and helping with class visits. So there's like summer rally programs that come to the library, and LEAP programs, which is like another type of reading program that gathers children from different schools, and they work on reading throughout the summer.
And are you enjoying yourself so far?
I am.
That's great to hear. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions and telling me all about that. And as we mentioned, there's always a lot going on at the library. This is a super busy month for you guys.
Yeah.
So let's get started on our list. The first thing I have is escape rooms, and that is all I have. So hopefully you can tell me more about it.
I can tell you about the escape rooms. So I'm the one who organized the escape rooms, and we had our first set of escape rooms this morning. And for people who aren't familiar with escape rooms, are these hour-long kind of puzzle-solving, mystery-solving programs that kind of have become more popular over the last couple of years. And I set one up specifically with the theme of the Apollo moon landing, because this is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing. And it's also our summer reading theme is space themed. So I picked this Apollo themed escape room for kids about fourth to seventh grade, though some younger kids can come too, and if they have like an older sibling or something. And you work together to solve a set of clues and unlock a speech that has been hidden away by an evil Dr. Pluto. I did not come up with the name. The teacher who designed the room came up with the name. But you all have to work together to solve a bunch of different space, like Apollo-themed clues, so you can open up this box and get a speech.
So are they actually like shut in a room to do this?
Well, they're kind of shut up in the room. They're in. We used the large conference room at the Valley Library. It's at the Valley Library, and they're not like shut in. Like they can definitely leave if they want to.
Some
escape rooms, like you get kind of locked in and you have an hour, to leave. But this one, you can leave if you really, really need to. But the two groups I had this morning were having so much fun, they didn't need to leave. They just sat there and solved it and were very, very happy, very proud when they were finished.
So they solved it.
They did. They solved it.
Did it take them the whole hour?
It took them about, each group, about 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And so it's not the full hour. It's a 45-minute timed event program, which is shorter than most escape rooms. Usually they're like an hour to solve. So it's not quite as laborious as some other like more professional escape rooms that you might find. Like here, I haven't done the one here, but I know that, you know, it takes about an hour to do the one here and elsewhere in the country.
Yeah. I did the one here, one of them. Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, especially like with a group.
Yeah.
And luckily my teammates were very smart. Right. Yeah. I would never have gotten out on my own.
Yeah. This one is definitely not as fancy as the escape room here, but it is. I did a bunch of setting up and
it sounds like they had a lot of fun.
They did,
and the smart kiddos figured it out. So will there be more of those?
There will be more. We'll have them all the next two Thursdays. Sessions start at 10:30, and I'll to make sure I know how many people are signed up for each time slot, you'll have to call me and pre-register beforehand. Mm-hmm. And my number is 586-0437, or you can just call the main branch of the downtown library and they can transfer you to me.
That sounds good. And then, so speaking of the moon landing, the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, you guys are marking the occasion with like a webcast, sort of recreating the event. Tell me more about that.
So NASA, and to celebrate the 50th anniversary, they have an expert and they're putting together kind of a recreation of how they accomplished the moon landing. And it's about an hour. It's going to be noon on Monday at the Valley Library, and you can come in and just watch how they did the moon landing. And if you happen to not be able to come to the Valley Library, like say if you're located downtown, the State Library is also showing it. We're both kind of simultaneously showing it at the same time. So you can either go to the State Library or you can come out to the Valley.
Is the idea to sort of recreate the experience of watching it happen in real time like they did 50 years ago?
Probably that. And probably just to kind of re-educate people who may not have been around and kind of don't know how this whole thing happened. We kind of learn about it in school, but I think we're not quite as fired up about going to the moon as I think they were 50 years ago.
Right. It was a different time back then, 50 years ago. I mean, I wasn't born. I'm sure neither of you were born. Yep. We learned about it in school like probably 20 or so years later. And yeah, that's great. I think that's an excellent thing to be doing. Yeah. So thanks for doing that. So the escape rooms with a moon landing theme, the moon landing webcast on Monday. Mm-hmm. What else is going on at the library?
So this Saturday, we are doing a book cover story at the Valley Library. We're partnering with Alaska Robotics. And what we're doing is, again, another author whose name I forgot. I should have written it down before I came here. The author of the webcomic XKCD and a couple books that we have at the library. He issued a challenge, and he wants libraries to get a bunch of book covers that tell a story. So you can only use what's on the book cover to do a complete story and to take a picture and then send it to him. And he's going to pick the winning story and then will come up here or go wherever to do an author visit.
Randall Monroe. I just looked it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alaska Robotics is taking that one step further, and we're not going to just take a picture. We're actually going to film the story.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be at the Valley Library from 10 to noon. You can come and help us. We're going to have a whole piles of books, and you can help us organize the story. And then they're going to start filming the story at noon.
So you just have to use the cover of the books.
Yep.
So the pictures and the text from the covers of the books will make the story.
Yeah, just the text. So all the book titles
run
together.
Okay.
And we're going to see how creative we can be. And the more volunteers we have, the easier it will be, the more fun we'll have. And we're very excited. We think this is going to be a really fun project, and we're all crossing our fingers that we'll be able to bring the author up to Juno.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to be the winners.
Yeah.
I think it sounds really challenging. Have you ever done anything like this before?
I haven't. I'm usually terrible at trying to come up with, taking a bunch of stuff and trying to create something out of nothing. Luckily, there's going to be more creative people there on Saturday than me. So
I always rely on more creative people than myself.
Yeah.
Charlene, are you going to be participating in this at all?
If you want to volunteer, you definitely can come. But this is an outreach program, so it's Andy Hirsch and the outreach team and Alaska Robotics.
Gotcha.
Kind of organized this, kind of spur of the moment. They kind of came together last week.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm having a hard time imagining what the story's going to end up looking like. So I'll be curious to find out when we talk again next month how that goes. Book cover story, that's this Saturday?
Yep, this Saturday.
10 to noon at the Valley Library. Sounds like a lot of fun. Couple other things coming up. You guys have yet another How to Make a Will workshop.
Yeah.
They're so popular.
And we're very happy to everybody who wants to come and participate and learn. I think it's a topic that people don't really want to think about, but it's kind of important. And so this way we can kind of help facilitate end of life decisions, wills, all that stuff that you really don't want to think about, but is really important.
Or even if you're not close to the end of your life, just having your things, your ducks in a row, as they say.
Yep.
When will that be?
That's going to be Saturday the 20th, so the Saturday after the book cover story. And I think it starts at 11.
Okay. Well, there's 11:30. All the information about all of these things are on the library's website and the Facebook page for the libraries.
And we have flyers everywhere, so you can come into a library and kind of take a look and see what catches your eye.
Yeah, you should send us a flyer. We'll put it up on the poster board out there. And last but not least, Family Night. It's a monthly event.
Yes, monthly event. Yeah, this time we're partnering with the Red Cross and having the Red Cross come. It's the last Thursday. Oh no, the 18th, and it's gonna be at 5:00.
Yep, that's next Thursday at 5:00. Sound right to you?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Oh man.
All right. Well, Kate, Charlene, thanks so much. Is there anything else going on that you want to talk about happening at the libraries this month?
We have a lot. You can always visit us at juno.org/library and look at our calendar. We have our events plus other events that are the public has sponsored on our calendar and also on our Facebook page. We have everything, all our events.
Great. Well, again, that's the there's Family Night. There's the book cover story. There's the How to Make a Will workshop, the Moon Landing webcast and escape rooms. And lots of great stuff going on. Thanks always for doing what you do. And Charlene, it was lovely to have you today. And
yes, thank you for having me here.
Of course. Yeah. Nice meeting you. And I hope you come back again. You guys have a great day and a great month.